Test 67, Section 4, Question 22. Now, here we're looking for the role that the statement that the paintings, there are paintings that are not works of art, plays. What role? So we want to know what role is that. So the linguist says, one group of art critics claims that post-impressionist paintings are not really art and so shouldn't be neither studied nor displayed. So they're saying it's not really art, shouldn't be displayed or studied. Another group disagrees, insisting that they are, so another group says, yeah, they are work. But since the second group grants that there are paintings that are not works of art, okay, so that's the phrase that we're really interested in. So that the claim that there are paintings that are not works of art, and should therefore be ignored in the manner suggested by the first group, their disagreement is not over the meaning of the word art. Okay, now here, so it's saying, so because they accept this claim, and their disagreement isn't over the word art. So our final conclusion is their disagreement is not over the definition of art. So that's our end conclusion. Now, what we have as far as structurally in this argument is one group is saying, yeah, these paintings aren't really art, and so we shouldn't study or display them. Another says, no, you should, and that they are works of art. But then it's saying, look, the second group, though, grants that there are paintings that are not works of art and shouldn't be and should be ignored. So it's saying, look, yeah, okay, if it isn't art, then yeah, you should do that. So that's what we're looking for here as far as what role does the statement that there are paintings that are works of art, that are not works of art, plays which one of the following roles? Well, it's something that both groups agree with, and therefore the author is using that to say that therefore there isn't a discrepancy on the definition of art itself. And so that's kind of the weird thing. It is contention the argument purports to show is the main point of disagreement between the two groups. Well, no, the author is saying that that's not the main point of disagreement. The author is saying it's something else. And so it's not A. B, it is cited as a commonly accepted reason for accepting a hypothesis. It's not necessarily commonly accepted. It's just that both groups agree. It is a claim whose acceptance by critics who differ on other issues is cited by the argument as evidence of its truth. Well, it's not trying to prove that that statement is true. It's trying to say, therefore, the discrepancy is not about art or the disagreement. So it starts, that C starts well, but it ends badly because it isn't trying to show that that statement is true. It is a claim about the nature of art that, according to the argument, accounts for disputes that only appear to concern the aesthetic merits of certain types of paintings. This one, I read it and said, I have no idea what that means. So I just held on to it with a low maybe, moved on. E, it is a claim whose acceptance by both of the two disputing parties is cited as evidence for the conclusion that the argument draws about the disagreement. Yes, because this is an argument where it's saying, yes, they both agree about this, and therefore that helps us understand what the nature of this argument is or isn't. And so answer choice E in this case is going to be our best. I really did pick E without understanding exactly what D meant, but knowing that E was a good answer choice. So we take that and go.